Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. It's so good to see you all. I know I've been gone for a while, but we're back, and oh my goodness, have things changed. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is Tracy Mahan, my co-host. So, yes, it's so good to see you all.
Wow. Seems like forever.
Yes, it does. I think it has been, but I mean, and the whole world changed while we were gone.
Way to go, guys. Way to use your superpower and change everything.
Yes,
yeah. Exactly. What an amazing ride it's been. And we're going to talk about that. So
yes. Oh my gosh. It has been. Yeah. We're going to talk about it. So anyway, let's just get right into it. I'm still exactly.
Dive right in.
Okay. First of all, if you guys are having any weird things going on in how you feel, and how you think, and how you perceive time, and how you perceive yourself, and just how you're going about your day, and just all the, you know, things. I mean, anything wacky going on, or anything different going on, it's okay. You're right on track. You are right on track. And if the world
you're on schedule.
Exactly. Totally on schedule. If your world seems like it's turned upside down, it has. Mm-hmm. So, And that's the new normal. Just, it's okay. It's absolutely okay. All of this is fine. We are completely on schedule. This is the ascension, guys. This is where we've been. This is where everybody, when's it going to happen? When's it going to happen? We are such right. The peak of it right now. Yeah, exactly. We've been in it. Now we're at this boom part of it.
It was for everyone that needed evidence we were in it.
There you go. There you go. It's because now the whole world is involved. I mean, it's been all this, everybody doing it individually at their own pace, at their own thing, and one by onesies and all this stuff. And now everybody decided to jump on board and do it together. And that's why it's going like this. And our whole world is shaking. So exactly. Anyway, that's where we are. Yeah.
So we are Facebook Live right now, so that's exciting. So hello to everybody over there. I'm trying to share this in different groups, so please bear with me. I'm going to let Julia keep talking as I just...
Okay, you do your techie thing.
Just try and do my techie thing.
They're wanting you to know, I mean, what they're saying in my head, and this is how it works for me. It's a channeling. I just hear all of these things, and so I'm just going to repeat if I hear things. You can't always tell when it's me or when it's them, but sometimes you can tell by I'm talking faster. And unless I interrupt and go, that's not me, I'm not speaking here. So they're saying really loudly, you asked for it.
That's so true.
It's happening. You know, you're constantly going, how can I do this? When is it going to happen? When are we going to do this? Oh my goodness. Is it ever going to happen? There you go. You asked for it. That's why you're here, guys. This is why you signed up for Earth, planet Earth, this go around. You wanted to be
here. It really
here.
Is. Yeah.
Yeah. So that you
could. This is why you're here. You're being activated. If you're watching this show, you probably have been called to service. This mm-hmm. is it.
So if you feel like your world is changing, if you feel like, oh my gosh, why is everything that I was doing stopped? Why is it all changing? It's because now it's time to, like you said, be of service. It's time to do why you're really here. It's to do what you really came here to do and be. So,
yeah.
Yes.
I think I've shared this to like 5 or 6 different groups. So you guys get on here and start watching us now. Mm-hmm. So. Although if you're actually going to be commenting, that I don't know where to find
now
that. So
exactly, service. Now it's time to do why you're really here.
Yeah. Okay. Now I got to get this to stop doing the sound. I'm getting double sound going here. Not techie enough. That's my name.
Well, and that's the thing that's been going on. I mean, a lot of tech things are going on. That's part of the shifting. Everybody going, this is part of what I was hearing, is it's because streaming is getting so active. Everybody's jumping on this because this is a wonderful way to connect. And so everybody, a lot of people are doing a lot more than normal. And so it's really impacting the systems. And things have been super crazy today in this world, trying to, you know, navigate all this tech stuff. I mean, it's not easy anyway. And then we throw these crazy things in here and it's like, oh.
There's a lot of this going on. I'm alone. But you have been doing some new things. That's exciting to watch. You have your Wednesday is live on YouTube and Friday live on Facebook, right?
Facebook, and it changes channels. Yeah, that we're doing it on our Facebook pages that we're doing it on. And yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then when we have the Metaphysical Hour live, Metaphysical Hour. So
we're getting a lot of Julia live.
Yeah.
So
no wonder I feel. I mean, I love you guys, but
enough, right? Do you feel like Big Brother's watching you at this point? It's like you're always live.
No, I feel like I'm watching everybody.
It is kind of fun to tap into the audience and just see what's happening with that.
But it depends on, you know, what are you watching us on? If you're on these TVs and it's like we're in your living room.
Right.
We're watching. Yeah. And thank you so much for inviting us to be in your living room with you. Or bedroom or wherever you're inviting us.
That's right. Well, I'm just gonna go with the flow of whatever that was that you just did. And that's a nice segue into going with the flow.
Yeah, I'm at the goofy place now. So
okay.
You've seen that before.
We've been here before. This is what a magical moment. No, it's been really good, but I just said something brilliant and then I was gonna segue into something else brilliant. And
it's gone. I know the brilliance isn't gone.
No.
You're still brilliant, Tracy.
Oh, going with the flow. Mm-hmm. That's what it was.
Yep.
Going with the flow. We really just need to step into that. I know that there's a lot of stuff going on. I saw this funny little meme today with the people that are essential, you know, the ones that are still having to work. And it was just kind of, it was this picture of somebody with crazy hair, right? Their hair's like going out to here and they're like reading the new criteria for the essential workers. Every day there's like something new, a new list of what it is you got to do to be out, you know, be out in the workforce, and all the cleaning, all of the rules, all of the guidelines. And apparently it must change every day.
Okay, I haven't seen that, so I don't know.
I don't know either, but the meme was pretty funny because I thought, oh my gosh, I can only imagine what they're going through, you know, being in the public service and the grocery store workers. I want to just send my love to them and the nurses and doctors and medical staff, all of it. But that's got to be its own craziness, is just trying to keep up with what are the regulations now? What are the regulations today? So. Yeah. You know,
they change daily. They probably change hourly.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So that's something that I'm sure people are experiencing as well, is just trying to keep up with what's going on now. What are the rules? You know, even just going to the grocery store. I won the toilet paper lottery the other day.
Yay! that's really something when toilet paper is a prize. Yeah. You know, we're happy about it. We're excited about it.
Very excited about the toilet paper. It's funny that's a thing, and it is, but I did.
I was going to say, do you want to share how your feelings about the toilet paper issue?
My it's wiping me out. Sorry, had to be done.
I have nothing better.
Nothing better. But I do feel like it was kind of, I was so excited. I got on Costco.com and I was able to order some toilet paper. I really felt like I won the lottery. And so I'm just saying, it was a good day. How are things going over there? Good?
Good.
Yeah,
good. Yeah. You know, I must say, I really think I live in a different world. I really do, because like one county over, everything is really locked down. And if you're out on the street, the police stop you, want to know where you're going, what you're doing, things like that. But here, people are still going to the store. They're going, I mean, you go to the restaurant to pick up your food at the takeout and then you leave. And well, the one restaurant, I love it. They set up some picnic tables outside so we can eat outside. I mean, it's like, and it's, and it was so nice these last few days. It's actually been great. You know, it's like, yeah, getting out and just having fresh air. I mean, there's nobody else out there. So it's not like it's packing people in there. You know, most of people take their food and they go home.
Yeah. So,
but it was really nice to have a change of pace to just sit out and sit in the sun, watch the traffic drive by. At the store, they started restricting, you know, they're counting, making sure you, you know, only a certain number in the, in Walmart and in the store. So they're, you know, all those things are being, are happening. And they're like, when you get in, keep your distance from each other. And, you know, so those kind of things are there, but the normal niceties are all here. You know, it's not like we're so isolated that we can't do anything.
I'm finding people are nicer right now.
Yes.
Like, yes, they're just, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it's just because life has had to slow down. Mm-hmm. And so everybody's been polite and kind. And, you know, even when you're walking across down the sidewalk and someone's on the other side of the street, they're waving to you
and
making eye contact and saying hello. And it's like, oh, that's very nice. You
and
know,
it might be because there's so few people out. It's like, oh,
I don't know. Around here, more people are out. It's like that isolation. Mm-hmm. This is what I discovered about my life.
Okay.
I was already living in quarantine. That's like my kids were already doing homeschool and I'm already working online. And So I'm kind of already in quarantine.
You're already there. Exactly.
My life didn't change that much, but here's the beautiful part about that is it didn't change really. But I don't want to say it's a controlled environment, but the input that comes into my reality, mm-hmm. You know, I decide what comes in and what doesn't. And so it's been staying pretty positive in the house. Yeah. And, you know, we've all been doing really well. If somebody goes to the store, we make sure we go through the house and what all do we need and then make a good effort to get as much as we can so that we minimize the trips.
Right.
But other than that, everything's pretty much the same here. Mm-hmm. And so I feel very fortunate in that because I had to make some changes earlier on in the year and bring my one of my sons in to do homeschooling instead of public schooling and different things like that. And it's all already set up and arranged. So
there you go.
I'm not experiencing that total and complete shift of my reality because I've already been there.
Yeah, you'd already been shifting it gradually.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm on autopilot now. So that's been good.
Yeah, and actually, you know, to say it's like I've already been quarantined. Yeah, you know, we do it ourselves, you know. So, and that's all it is. It's when somebody says, well, you have to do it, that's when, like, we want to fight back. And, you know, but it's like,
no,
yeah,
now I need to go outside.
Yeah, make me. I know why now. I want it to be my idea.
Right. I want to be in the house because I said I want to be in the house, not because you did. But yeah, it's, but you know, we called this show the Global Reset, and that is the information that's been coming through over on this side of things. I'm sure everybody's getting that in the QHHT world is we are in a reset. Mm-hmm. And it is, you can go outside and look and people are different. It's really
they are different. Look at the environment because we've slowed down the environment. The earth has been impacted greatly. You know, the skies are clear.
Are you talking about my backyard and the grass?
Yes, absolutely. It's growing. There's more oxygen.
More oxygen back there.
Everybody go to Tracy's backyard. You'll get all the oxygen you can want.
I do forewarn you, that is where Buddy goes, though.
Oh,
the German Shepherd. So just FYI.
There's so much oxygen because it's well fertilized.
It's fertilized, yeah. Okay, so go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt with my jungle in the backyard.
I have no idea what I was talking about now.
The earth itself
Yes, I've been seeing things, you know, like the waters in different areas. They're cleared up or they're clearing up and dolphins are coming back into areas that they hadn't been in for years and years and years. And yes, I mean, just really cool things. The skies are clearing over major cities, you know, and things are just cleaning up. They're clearing up, you know? So this is a huge impact on things that we thought, well, we can't, you know, everybody thinks it's hopeless, you know, we can't do anything there. Well, all we had to do was get people to calm down for a little bit and I guess stop doing all the rat race stuff and cleans up on its own.
We kind of minimized what we're doing, and I mean, less flights in the air and that kind of stuff might be helping with that, that air quality in the sky. But yeah, I was outside looking up today and just enjoying the blue skies and the big fluffy white clouds floating through there.
Yep.
And it was quite enjoyable. So I agree. The world is saying thank you and taking advantage. Yeah. And so many more people are out in nature right now. I mean, social media, I'm seeing so many people posting pictures of them out on hikes and just taking walks. And yeah, I think we were joking about people that didn't normally walk their dogs are now walking their dogs.
Yes. They're forcing their dogs on walks.
Yeah. It's like, I got to get out of the house. I'll just walk the dog.
Yeah. Exactly. And what was it? We were saying that these dogs weren't used to doing that. And they were like, they were, you know,
guiding, not socialized.
Exactly. They don't know. Like, what are we doing here?
Yeah. I think I was complaining because we were talking about Buddy. And I said, yeah, if I put a harness on Buddy and lock that leash on, my son had taught him to pull the skateboard. And so he takes off running. So I can't walk Buddy because he'll take off.
Right.
That's what started that conversation. But yeah.
I love it also. Well, Sarah, our mutual friend Sarah, she's been telling me that she's got all these, she's doing such creative things with her kids. If anybody can see on her page, it's Sarah Breastman Cosme, but on her page, she's putting up these videos that her kids are making every day. And it's kind of like a show. And every day she comes up with a new episode. And it's like Keeping Up with the Cosmes. And it's so creative. These kids are all working together to create this. Actually, the whole family is working together to create this. And then every day about 5 o'clock, they go out and they do a walk. She's calling it a mandatory walk or a forced walk. I'm like, surely you can come up with something a little bit nicer. But that's what they keep coming up with. And then she tries to find things that they can do while they're on these walks, like scavenger hunts or whatever, just different things. That is so cool. I mean, that's really
cool. It is. And it's a fan. I mean, when those kids grow up, they're going to remember the great quarantine, right?
Exactly.
And that's going to be a good memory for them because it'll be, remember when we made the videos during the quarantine and you made us go on those walks. And
right. You made me.
Made me. You know, my kids will be going, there was a quarantine?
Yeah. Yeah. What happened? What?
What was that? Yeah. You guys slept through it. Don't worry.
Yep, exactly. It's all about your world and how much you want it to be an impact, you know, and it can be like, oh my gosh, everything was just a complete turmoil and oh my goodness, or embrace it and just like, you know, it was a quiet time. It was nice. Like I really got to do things that I've always wanted to do.
Yeah.
Starting projects, do what. In fact, I invite you to do that. Just whatever it is, because now you have some time. This is you're quieted down. That's for a reason. It can be that it's just to go in and meditate and really do things like that. Exercise. Maybe just do things you've always wanted to do. You just didn't have the time. Like I was telling you, we've been on this rat race. It's been crazy.
It has been. Yeah. Go, 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 go. And now it's kind of like, oh. A little bit more relaxed. I'll get to that. I'm going to get to that in an hour or so. And then you do, and it's all good. Mm-hmm. And and you know, even over here with what's going on with different things going on in my life, that spiritual connection that, you know, when I lock into what's going on here for me and I go inward, and I do that kind of stuff a lot, but it has been even more expansive than usual. Right. The energy is different. It is bringing in a new frequency. There's, I did get some information the other day that I think is kind of fun, is that what I was seeing, and I may have talked to you about this yesterday, I don't remember, but they call them the children of the sun, but there's a whole bunch of new babies waiting to come in. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about, oh, well, maybe this is part of what this pause is about, you know?
Right.
Bringing in all these new babies.
All these connections happening now.
all of you young people that are locked up together. But the energy that they're going to bring in is going to be off the charts, you know, and so much psychic energy and intuitive and telepathic. They may even levitate. I don't know. I'm just going to talk them up really big because, you know, they just seem phenomenal to me. And I was like, oh, this is really exciting to be seeing this and getting this information coming in. Yeah. So I'm kind of excited about the next baby boom. We call them the Corona babies.
Because we had what, Wendigos, the Crystal Children, I'm trying to think of all the different ones, Rainbow.
So this will be the Corona. These will be the Corona babies.
You coined it here.
That's right. Yeah.
But that's usually when things like this happen, the way that, like the baby boomers, you know, that was, you know, after the war.
Right, exactly. All the soldiers came home and boom, we have all these babies. And what is, they call it the COVID-19, right? So you add the 9 and the 1 and that's 10, which brings you back to 1, which is a new beginning, right? Mm-hmm. Here we are with the COVID babies, the new beginning.
Yeah, absolutely.
I could go on. You want me to do more? No.
Go for it. I mean, I think this is great because it's like, well, what else can you see in a different way? You know, rather than the way we're told to see everything, it's like, let's look for other things. I mean, it's all about perception and perspective and you know, there's, everything has different sides to it. So
yeah. Yeah, exactly. You
know? And it's up to each one of us how we choose to look at things, mm-hmm. and think about things and to make things.
Yeah, that's it. It is. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's it, guys. That's all we have for you.
I mean, that's the message. I mean, we're going to keep talking, but that's what it comes down to. It's your choice and it's your reality. I mean, how many times do we keep saying this? It's your reality. Yeah. And it keeps coming to these things is you have choices. Everything that happens, you have a choice on how you want to react to it, how you want to perceive it, how you want to experience it.
Exactly. And I think we've both experienced versions of that. And I can talk about, you know, I was in California when they first set the quarantine up. And there's a workshop I was doing out there. And the energy was just absolutely buzzing. We were in this amazing place with the energy. It was all really great. And then the day that I came home, my kids came to pick me up at the airport, which was really like zombie land. It was interesting to go through the airport during this time. And I flew out of a small airport and I was the only one sitting there for probably about an hour. And then finally the other guy that was on my flight with me showed up. And so the two of us were on the flight together. There was two flight attendants, and I have to just tell them, you know, they were so wonderful. And we each had our own flight attendant, and he was up in first class, I was in business class. And so we had plenty of room, stretched out, you know, and just doing our thing and being offered plenty of crackers and beverages and whatever. But the part that I loved the most was, you know, they still have to read their little thing, right? And do the seatbelt thing. And and so this poor gal, I mean, you guys know me from just these shows, right? So I'm sitting there watching her.
You didn't.
I kind of might have asked her to demonstrate that seatbelt thing again. I don't think I got it. but my favoriteest part was there's two bathrooms on the plane. And the gal is saying, please do not form lines at the restroom. I lost it at that point.
Was she laughing?
I said, did she really just say that? The gal's trying to keep her face straight. And she's like, she did. I said, she does realize we each have our own bathroom, right? So, but it was like having a private jet. That was pretty cool.
Very cool.
And when I got home, you know, the Portland airport, it was pretty empty. And it was weird to walk through there with just very few scattered people. And I get out front. And you know how when you go to the airport to pick somebody up, you're like, oh, gosh, where am I going to pull over? No, there was one other car. It was just wide open. And here's the funniest part. My son pulls up. I'm like standing here and he pulls up and stops here. I'm like, really? What's that?
Old habits. Yeah.
So if you couldn't see that, he stopped about 10 feet before me. So I had to still walk over to the car. Plenty of room to pull up right next to me. Like, what? Why? But here I am. So I'm coming back from this high buzzing, fifth dimensional, workshoppy spirituality, boom, 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 lots of fun. Come back, get in the car, and he's grumpy. He didn't want to have to go pick me up at the airport. And they're, you know, the kids are kind of being snarky back and forth. And then I'm like, well, let's go get some supplies before we go home, just get that all taken care of, because I'm not going to want to go out after I get home. Mm-hmm. So we go do all of that, and they just run off, and I'm trying to figure out, well, what do you have in the house? I don't even know. I haven't been there.
Right.
It was chaos. And but what I'm getting at is I tiptoed back into that third dimension. Mm-hmm. I let myself go into that third dimension in that chaos.
Yeah.
And it was like there was no chaos before. It's like, you know, things were pretty flowy, and even the airport and all of that was pretty flowy. And then I get back into that other reality that, you know, I'm coming back home, I got the kids, got this, got the that going on, da, da, da. And all of a sudden it was just kind of like, it all just came raining in on me. And I was like, I just went into the third dimension. I know better than that. So I had to start working at shifting that. And so this is all segueing back to you saying you have a choice. So I had a choice. Mm-hmm. To
stay over there.
Yeah, to get back on a plane and go back.
So I'm at stay in that third dimensional experience. The third dimensional experience.
I like the other way better.
Okay, anyway, yeah, you could have done that. You could turn around and take me back.
And get on the airport doors. Get me back on that flight. Anyway, no, not that version. But yeah, I had the choice to bring myself back up and bring myself back into this place of going into the flow of it. What is the flow? What's happening here? How am I going to react and respond? You know, the kids will be kids kind of a thing, and they're gonna, there's a whole dynamic that they're used to, and I'm ready to break that pattern and go into this more flowy thing, right? Here's Buddy for anyone that wanted to know who you're sharing my backyard with.
Yes, exactly. Come for Oxygen and Buddy.
That's right. Oxygen and Buddy. And if you're not watching the video portion of that, he's my German Shepherd, just came and sat down by me. So, and so the heavy breathing is me, not him. I mean, him, not me. Yeah.
I think this is funny because on the show I was doing earlier today, we were talking about how you have, you know, your the ego, and it's like it's protector. It's like a guard dog, like a German Shepherd, and then your German Shepherd comes up.
Yeah, so. And he's like a giant pillow. He is. He's such a mellow dog. We got so lucky with him, except for when he runs into things on his way out the door. I'm really excited because I'm realizing he found a plastic bottle to chew on, and so if it gets loud, I may mute and disappear.
It'll be okay. This is the, you know, I know you've been home for a while, but this is the new normal of we do things from home and we get the whole home experience, I think.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I like it when I see it on TV. People are just showing themselves in their real environment. It's not all the made up stuff and, you know, looking gorgeous all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, I'm at home, no makeup, got the laundry going behind me, you know, things like that.
You know, that's funny because my laundry room is right up above me, and the kids know that when I'm on these shows, they cannot run the washer, the dryer. It's like, don't you dare get in the shower. I'm doing a show. It's literally right above me. So, yeah, I understand those statements. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. So, I mean, those are just little things that you have to adapt to as you do things from home. You're maneuvering around those things. And those are challenges sometimes because you don't, but I'm telling you, you know, we can let go of this. I have to be perfect facade thing. You know, I think that's what
I think we let go of that a long time ago,
but as others are getting into that, I'm hearing this, I'm feeling this. It's like, but I have to get everything in place and in order and everything before I can do something. And I'm just going to tell you, no, you don't. Just start someplace and start going, and you will work around it. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be a perfect environment. I know me, myself personally, that's what I love about these ads that are coming on. It's just, I don't know what they are, if they're commercials or just community statements from celebrities in their normal everyday world, no makeup, no nothing. They're just showing it the way it is. And it's right. Wonderful. And that appeals to me. I resonate with that. And so if I bet a lot of others do too. And so, you know, we're just being natural. I think that's another thing that this is having. We're just now showing our real selves, our true authentic selves. And people resonate with that. So don't just be you.
We're just being real live right now, buddy, water bottle, you, me.
Yeah, exactly. So. I just want you to know, buddy is not making much noise. So it's not coming across as a lot of noise, okay?
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah. Either you're being very kind or...
No, he's really not. I would tell you if it was... I was like, Tracy, you need to...
Handle your dog.
I'll give you that look. No, I love Buddy. No, he's being great.
You did kind of quiet down when she said you loved him. Then
I do love him.
Yeah.
I love you, Buddy.
I think he feels it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm really hoping that he hears his name and comes over here so I can get the water bottle. Come here, bud. Yeah. Come on.
So for all you dog lovers out there, this is for you.
Yeah, this is all for you.
Anyway, it's like really coming in strong. It's there's so many. Oh my gosh, you guys are so creative. You have so many things in you that you want to express, that you want to get out there and do. Well, now is the time to do it and express yourself. Just it doesn't matter what it looks like or what it sounds like. Just do it, yeah. And by doing that, that gives other people permission to do the same. And look at what wonderful things we're doing with each other when we do that. We help each other to be their true selves.
Exactly.
You know, what a wonderful place.
You know, that's the biggest compliment anybody could give me is when they tell me, thank you, because you give me permission to be myself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I sit there and think, what did I do? No. But, you know, I'm on different social medias doing talks and different things, and I'm very real. There's not a lot I don't share.
So, yeah, I know.
So, yeah. Yeah. Julia knows. She knows a little too well.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. I love it.
But, you know, that is it. And it's like you said, watching all of these celebrities now, you know, without their makeup or in their home environment or trying to get creative because they can't go to the studio and film. So, but they still need to produce something. And, you know, that is their passion and their drive, and they're doing it. And there are some really fun things that are showing up on YouTube, and I don't have regular television, so I kind of catch it more on the YouTube version, but all of these stars that are getting on and they're playing guitars and making up songs and doing these little things, and it's really bringing people into a creative place.
Yes, so absolutely. I'm hearing very like, now is the time for your voice to be heard. So if you have anything, like you're talking about playing the guitar, doing music, I mean, just do whatever makes you feel good. Do whatever makes you, you know, just whatever is your bliss, whatever makes you happy, just any of that. Don't be concerned about it being perfect. Someone, if even one person resonates and it does something for them, oh my gosh, look how huge that is.
Huge.
It's one huge. Person. And that's always my goal. It's like if one person could be helped by that, then I've accomplished something.
Yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah, and you know that multiple people are being helped by that. But yes, I it's what you're saying. It's so big to just be able to be a part of a shift or a change for somebody, or you know, just letting somebody else step into their authentic self and their real version of them. And I think QHHT is a huge catalyst for that, because people really, when they go into that higher self, they get to meet a most true version of themselves.
Right.
And they get to do this little dance with this other part of them that when they come out of it, you know, that it really helps them anchor in some authenticity with who they are. So,
right. Yeah. Exactly, with who they are, and then it gives them, it gives you perspective of what your life is and what's going on, and then it shows you, okay, we did this, now you can do this anytime. Yeah. And now I understand what this feels like, what this looks like, all of these things, so you can do it. You can get in touch with this part of you that has all the answers and this different perspective, all these things, anytime you want in the conscious state. Yeah. That is the pure beauty of QHHT.
It is.
It's teaching people how to get their own answers.
I want to say hi to some people watching.
Oh, fantastic.
I was going to see if I could see their names on here, but I don't want to open it up and have the volume shout out at us again, but I saw a bunch of little hearts coming up on the screen. And so I just want to tell everybody hi. If there's comments there, we're going to look at those after the show and we'll try and respond to it then. But we do want you to, I do see the little hearts coming up, and thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. We love you.
Yeah.
Heart.
Hopefully we're getting more hearts, and that's going to be great.
Yay.
Yeah, we do see them.
Yes. Yeah. Anybody have any questions? Shoot them through.
Okay, well, now you're going to make me open this up. So I'm going to see if I can open this without sound, okay?
You only get hearts if you don't open it up?
Right, I can see that there's hearts. Okay, and good, I was able to figure out the sound. Okay, so here we go. We've got all these beautiful people. Hello, Heather. Hello, Kevin. Sherry, Erica, Maria, Tiffany, Barbara, Renee. Some of you guys have posted a couple of times in here, so we'll go back and read those, like I said. Hello, Sarah. So she's saying thanks for the shout out, I think.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, everybody get over there and watch her little family videos.
Yes, absolutely. They are great.
Yeah, it's fun. Claudia.
Her daughter is the one that does the video work on those videos. And so I think she's a videographer in the making. She's a director in the making.
Oh, yeah. We're going to hire her. And yeah, we're scouting her out as we speak.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But yeah,
our fantastic little actors.
Exactly. We got Saba on there and Lefty and Erica. Hello, everybody. Sarah's saying yes.
Okay.
So yeah. So yes, the talents are endless over there, and that's wonderful. So okay, so I am kind of watching this now. I figured out how to pull it up without being disruptive.
We're getting techier by the minute.
Thank you for your patience. Oh, show's over.
Exactly. But I think, you know, that's a great example. Let's take Sarah's family and just show what a great example that is to you know, explore the creativity within your children, things that you may never have known. I mean, just, they have wonderful ideas, and it's also a great way of keeping them occupied and developing other things. But you know that they're developing fantastic skills.
Just doing
this. Oh my gosh.
It's true. And when we get in that creative mind, we're using a whole nother part of the mind, right? So it really is opening us up to another part of ourselves to just have this downtime and not have to be in the think mode and the take care of the family mode and the everything mode and relax and be like, you know, oh, that project over there that I keep saying I'm going to do.
Yeah, I just keep pushing off. I don't ever have time for it. I don't have energy for it. Oh, I can never do that. I'm not good enough for it. I don't know. Well, now you have created this time for yourself.
Yeah.
Each and every one of us has created this for ourselves and for the universe. It went universe. Wow. I was going to say for the earth, but it went universe. So apparently this is bigger than we thought.
I want to know. But yeah, and I was going to say something brilliant, and the universe came into my mind, and then that began. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start writing my thoughts down in these conversations. So.
Yeah, you guys know that I had to say this on their show earlier. A lot of the things that when we're doing this, it's just channeled stuff. It's just coming. I mean, because we have such a close connection to our higher selves and to this other part of ourselves. It's just a constant stream of information that comes in. And it's hard to say when it's us and when it's them and things like that. So it just, you know, this is constant. So if something sounds really profound and really cool, it's them. Okay. And they're just jumping in going, okay, we got this.
So. Yeah. that happens so often and so wonderful. And I think I love the world that I live in where I have friends that get that and that this is actually part of my everyday conversations and life. And I know that over time I created that. And, you know, we've talked about this before where, you know, I was in the day job and then I would go into this part of my life and do that part time. And I always would remember thinking, man, I wish I could do this full time. And there was just such a distinction between how I felt in the day job and how I felt doing this work. And so I just throw it out there to all of you guys that have done your QHHT classes, that are doing your spiritual work, that are going through your awakening, just keep calling it in because it is possible to have that reality take hold and do that. Well, so what you guys are not seeing is we got the lion tamer over here on the other side getting the water bottle from Buddy. I know that wasn't behind you, but I couldn't not hear it.
Oh my gosh.
So now if you hear crying, it's Buddy crying because someone took the water bottle from
him. Yeah, took my water bottle.
So I'm going to thank my son publicly for that. Thank you.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Thank you so much. Now, okay, so what were you just saying? Because I had a brilliant thought.
Rewind.
I know. So what were you?
Yeah, I just totally lost it because you asked me now. And now somebody want to write in and tell us what we were talking about. But that's actually part of what we've been talking about is
on that. Okay. Yeah. I know what it was. It's like when you shifted from your, you know, you had the two worlds going on and then you were saying, I wish I could do this. I wish I could do that. And it was a very distinct difference between the two.
Yeah.
And I wanted to talk about how you actually got it to shift. It's like, you know, you kept seeing the two and it was like, I think what actually did it was like, well, is when you said, how can I make that one?
Mm-hmm. Somebody asked me that.
Okay.
It was my sister. She asked me, what would it take for you to do that full time? Mm-hmm. And she got me to just sit there and think about it and answer it.
Yeah.
And I swear to God, I told her I need this, 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 and this to happen in order for me to do that. And within a month's time, this, 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 and this happened. And I took a vacation.
Yeah.
It all worked out. Little bonus. Yeah, we just got to go take a nice little trip. And but yeah, so that was good. It was that defining moment of wishing it could happen. And feeling like, I don't know how to make that happen in my world, to somebody actually anchoring that in and saying, well, what would it take?
Yeah.
Something that I never thought in a million years could happen, you know? And so I never put it to words, but she made me put it to words. And when I did, the universe responded.
Because as I recall, when you did put it into words, you're like, oh, that's really not that far off, because if we don't define it, we don't say this is what it takes, then it's like this thing that's way out there and we'll never get it. It's like, because we're not looking at it, but you did it in that, you know, this, 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 and this, and it was like, oh wow, that's really not that much to get me there.
Yeah, well, actually I have to say it kind of felt a little bit like it was out of reach still, but at least I defined it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the universe said, get out of your way of how you think that's going to happen,
right?
And then that's when it fell into place. And it did. It came in ways that I didn't think, it didn't even cross my mind to do it that way. And then it's like, oh yeah, that would work. Okay. Yeah, that would work. Okay. And I had to be flexible. I had to sell my car, but in return, the money that came in from that car, I paid cash for an equally nice car that is now paid for. And so... You know,
so you let go of something.
Yeah.
And that's a lot. I think
I had to let go of something. Something else came in and took its place. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
exactly. So it's okay to let go. And if you're being asked to let go of something, there's a reason, you know, but if you hold on to it, then you're not going to allow any space for the better to come in, the whatever else it is you're wanting to come in. So, yeah. So if you're being pushed, you know if you are.
Yeah, it looks like this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it feels like that. And what was that? It looked weird. The crying, the, yeah. But, you know, sometimes it does look like crying, doesn't it? Because we got to let something go. And we're releasing an old part of ourselves that
we may have
worked really hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going to miss it.
Yeah.
We grew very attached to it.
That's a great way to put it. Yes, we're very attached to it. So,
so there might be some separation anxiety.
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit. Like, yeah, when I left the day job, it was like, okay, am I going to be able to do this? There was a little panic in there. The enthusiastic yay outweighed the panic, but that old part of me was still kind of like grasping, like, is this safe? Can I do this? And it was life-changing. Mm-hmm. And then the other life-changing thing I did was going to my level two course with QHHT. Now, that was another one of those reality battles. Mm-hmm. Should I go? Shouldn't I go? Should I go? Shouldn't I go? How am I going to get there? I had a financial thing going on. I'm like, how can I afford to do this? How can I make this happen? Mm-hmm. And the moment it all shifted was I had a friend ask me, she goes, well, do you want to go? I said, yeah, I want to go. And she goes, then go. Whatever it takes, just go. Mm-hmm. And it was that whatever it takes clicked. And so I was like, okay, even if I have to drive and sleep in my car, I'm going. That was my determination. Mm. Julia didn't know I was going to be knocking on her door. No, you got twin beds in there? No. but I did. And I made that decision. And it was interesting the way it came in. Because the flights, and I probably told you this story somewhere along the line, but the flights to Arkansas for that class, I had been trying to use my airline miles and they wouldn't let me use them. I could not get it to work. Mm-hmm. And just for one, you know, after I got back from that little, do you want to go? Then go. Mm-hmm. Then I get back, I sit at my computer. I thought, what the heck? Pulled it up. Boom, my airline miles worked on those flights, right? Booked the flights. I said, okay, the flights are booked. I don't have a hotel room yet. I didn't have, you know, a way to get from the airport to Eureka Springs. I didn't have anything else, but I had my flights. I was baby stepping this thing. Mm-hmm. So then I get online and one of the sites would let me reserve my room without putting any money down yet. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to do it. I'm going to reserve that room. And I reserved it and it was interesting because I had mapped out what it was going to cost to do this entire trip, like when I originally wanted to come do it.
And it probably looked like this.
Yeah.
Well, I can't do that.
But it was, you know, it was in this price range. Well, you know, as it gets closer, the price range keeps going like this, right? And I'm like, oh gosh, now it's going to cost more. Okay, get out of my head. It's not going to cost more. I can still get it for that price. Mm-hmm. And I a la carted that sucker all the way. And I managed to get that entire trip for the price that I originally had found months earlier when I was looking at doing it. And so everything fell into place. Mm-hmm. Up until the very last day that I left, I did not have the money for that hotel room yet. The day before I left, I got the money. I knew it was coming though. So maybe that's a little cheaty cheat, but I knew it was going to be there, but I didn't actually have it until the day I left.
You were trusting.
I was trusting
it would be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's just a story about, you know, again, creating the reality. I have to get out of my own blocks. I had to trust it was going to be there. And, you know, that those kind of situations have changed my life. And that whole trip changed my life. So, you know, here I am going full force. Up until that point, I was still dabbling and trying to do two different things to, you know, feed my family and pay my bills. Mm-hmm. And that was the moment that I was like, it's all or nothing. Either this is going to work and I'm not doing anything else. I'm just, this is it. This is the work I'm doing. I'm doing my spiritual work. I'm doing my QHHT. Mm-hmm. And it's all or nothing. I'm either going to lose everything or it's going to work. And that was the decision I made when I got on the airplane. Mm-hmm.
And all hell broke loose when you were in that class, and it just all opened up. And,
and it rained Arcturians and it.
Yeah, exactly.
And the crystals underneath and Eureka Springs.
Yeah,
It was crazy.
Yeah, now you're a level 3 practitioner, so.
Yay! Things
changed, yes. Actually, yeah. That's happened. That's been part of this, you know, since we've been gone.
Since the break.
So congratulations.
Thank you.
Lots of hard work. You deserve it.
That is hard work. And this is what it looked like on Julia's end. Tracy! Come back to me.
Do this, Tracy. Tracy!
I don't test well. What can I say? That'll be another show, maybe.
I did it.
I made it. So,
I'm very
excited to be part of that community of the level threes and everything that it entails and what it means to be a level 3. It's quite an honor. So, thank you.
You're very welcome. Yes, yes. We're honored to have you aboard. To have you in the family. I mean, it's all a family, but they each section. Are you crying? You're very convincing. Oh my goodness. But no, this is all, I had something else that came in when you were saying that.
You're going to have to make it a quickie because.
We're getting close on time. Yes.
We're almost there.
So
what brilliant thing came in?
I don't know. It went away again. You say something funny and it all goes out the window.
Oh my God. That's great.
I do not know. Okay.
So we'll save the brilliant thing for next week.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have more brilliance. I really invite every one of you to just explore your creativity, your creative side, and whatever else that you can do, because that's what this is now. It's a calling to do something else. It's a calling to do something more. I know what it was now. It was something that you were doing yesterday, and after you did it, we were talking, and because I had just been doing something too, and it was like, oh my gosh, I got this visual of all of us out there. We're all doing our things. We're all doing this, and it's like such a fantastic global outreach for humanity. All of us are doing our work. It is so, I mean, on this cosmic level, what we're doing is fascinating. It is really, really cool. So just know that you are doing really, really cool things. And just do more. The more you can do that comes from your heart, that comes from that bliss place, that's the gorgeous energy that is just doing tons of work. So go to that place, find out what it is that you, I mean, just do what you love. And it might be something that you've been wanting to do forever and ever and ever and just never had the guts to do it. Just do one. Right now, sometimes it's just itty bitty bitty steps. Don't try to make the whole thing accomplished. Just tiny, tiny steps. And if you get one little tiny step done today, fantastic. That's accomplishment.
So I'm going to point something out that was happening while you were talking.
Okay.
It was just fun to watch because you were so coming from the heart chakra and you kept doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not watching the video, I'm coming from the heart and moving my hands out. And Julia kept doing that as she was talking. You were expressing it from the heart chakra. And I just want to say that that is absolutely where people are right now. There is a heart chakra activation going on globally. And so it makes so much sense to me that you're expressing that from the heart.
Very cool. So, let's leave on that because they're giving us a countdown now. So,
Was that a threatening note that just came?
No, Don's always very nice about it.
Love Don. Thank you, Don.
We love you. Thank you, Tracy. I love you. And I love each and every one of you out there. Oh my gosh. Thank you for being with us. And we'll see you next time.
Bye, everybody.
Good luck with you and do your thing.